Understand four tendencies. Our response to expectations varies. One day, Gretchen Rubin and her friend were chatting over lunch about exercise. Her friend, who used to run effortlessly on the track team, now finds it impossible to make time for it. Not having the time is a common excuse, but to truly understand why some tasks are challenging, you need to grasp the four tendencies. These explain how we respond to expectations, those from work and society, and the ones we set for ourselves. The first group, called upholders, are good at meeting both inner and outer expectations. The second group, known as questioners, tend to meet their expectations but often question and struggle with expectations from others. The third group, obligers, handles outer expectations well but struggles to meet their own. The fourth group, rebels, resists both inner and outer expectations. In Ruben's friend's case, she excelled at running with a coach and team but struggled to find time on her own. This is typical for an obliger, someone who needs external accountability. These categories aren't meant to limit or label you negatively forever. Instead, they provide insights into how you and others operate, helping you become more confident and productive. Upholders are reliable but challenged. First, it's important to note that Gretchen Rubin fits into the upholder category, so she may be slightly biased toward it. At first glance, upholders can seem like the ideal personality type because they are generally reliable and productive. They respond well to both external expectations from others and internal expectations they set for themselves. This means they get their work done efficiently and make time for themselves. In other words, an upholder is the type of person who easily gets to work on time and gets a full 8 hours of sleep. To ensure they handle their work and personal tasks, upholders like schedules, to-do lists, and understanding what's expected of them. They find great satisfaction in meeting expectations and following rules, making them feel that a disciplined life is freeing and gratifying. A good motto for upholders is "Discipline brings freedom." However, this tendency has its challenges. Upholders can be so eager to follow rules that they don't ask questions, sometimes blindly following harmful or incorrect directions. They are often the ones who might snitch and are the least likely to accept change. Tightening in upholders. Upholders can also experience something called tightening, which is the opposite of how most people experience a new habit. When you start a new healthy diet, you might stick to it for a few days before gradually going back to your usual comfort foods. An upholder, however, can start a new habit easily, and over time, it'll tighten, becoming stronger and more control over their life. Upholders need clear and empathetic guidance. Upholders often interact well with doctors and managers because they follow orders easily and aim to please. When managing an upholder, it's best to give clear and precise instructions. Once they understand the priorities and expectations, upholders can be trusted to handle tasks on their own. They are typically self-starters and don't need much micromanagement. Upholders may find it challenging to delegate tasks or adapt to changes in routines. If you notice tasks accumulating or procedural changes, consider offering assistance. They excel as bosses and managers, but certain situations can be frustrating for them. Individuals across all four tendencies can struggle to comprehend why others differ from them. Upholders, especially, may feel impatient and frustrated with those who don't meet expectations. They struggle to grasp why others can't simply focus on and complete tasks. Deal with perfectionist tendencies. Upholders strive to meet expectations but can be overly critical of themselves when they make mistakes. This fear of failure can lead them to avoid new opportunities, like promotions. For the spouse or partner of an upholder, it's important to be patient and empathetic. To support an upholder, avoid suggesting sudden changes or plans that haven't been fully thought through. They are eager to please and may latch onto ideas, even bad ones, feeling obligated to see them through. Understanding these traits can help encourage better relationships with upholders, promoting harmony and mutual understanding. The value of questioners in organizations. I'm willing to help out, but you have to convince me why it's worth my time. This is the typical mindset of a questioner, one of the four tendencies. Questioners excel at meeting their expectations but resist others' expectations, preferring to scrutinize everything. Unlike upholders, questioners won't blindly follow rules or orders. They need reasons and fairness to justify their actions. Questioners can be challenging but incredibly valuable in organizations. They're skeptical of rules and always looking for better ways to do things, which makes them perfect for innovative companies. They ask tough questions like, why are we using this software? Or what's the benefit of this policy? These questions can lead to significant improvements, but sometimes their constant questioning can slow down decision-making. However, some organizations may see them as not being team players. Overall, while questioners can sometimes cause delays, their knack for innovation and improvement can be a huge asset to forward-thinking companies. Questions serve a crucial purpose, ensuring the right choices are made. Even a basic decision like buying a washing machine can lead to days of research to find the best one. However, this quest for perfection can sometimes overwhelm the questioner, leading to analysis paralysis where no decision is made at all. Avoid complex roles, prefer clear explanations. When asking a questioner, like a kid who always asks why, to do something, it's crucial to be clear and specific. Instead of a simple text like PLS pick up bread, THX, give a detailed reason. For instance, ask for crusty sourdough bread because it's your mom's favorite and pairs perfectly with the soup you're making tonight. This approach saves you from more questions later on. Questioners appreciate sharing their knowledge but dislike being questioned directly about their motives or reasoning. They prefer their decisions to be seen as logically sound due to their thorough approach. To avoid offense, ask about their reasoning instead of questioning their choices outright. For example, replace "why are you doing that?" with "how did you come to this conclusion?" Questioners thrive in jobs that involve research and auditing due to their curiosity and knack for improving efficiency. However, roles requiring quick decision-making, like home design, are better suited for those who don't tend to overanalyze and can make rapid choices. These jobs are ideal for individuals skilled in making quick decisions. Obligers excel with external accountability for self-expectations. Does someone always prioritize others over themselves? They readily work extra hours for their boss but find it hard to ask for time off. This describes an obliger, skilled at meeting outside demands but often struggles with their own goals. Everyday tasks like exercising or taking online courses can be challenging for them due to needing self-motivation. Obligers, the largest group among the four types of people, excel at meeting others' expectations but often struggle to prioritize their own needs. To overcome this, they can shift their personal goals into public commitments. By turning internal expectations into external ones, obligers can harness the power of external accountability. For instance, imagining guests are coming over can motivate them to tidy up, or they might invite friends to ensure they follow through with their plans. This method helps obligers maintain balance and take action effectively. Motivation for obligers. Another way to motivate obligers is by using the threat of a fee. Some obligers stick to their gym routines because they know they'll be charged if they miss a session. However, money alone isn't always effective. What works is the accountability of disappointing someone else. Obligers can be quite inventive with this approach, like swapping exercise gear with a friend. This ensures they show up because their friend depends on it for their workout. Such accountability is crucial for obligers to prioritize their well-being. Challenges for obligers and four tendencies. Being an obliger can be tough. Many people say obligers should just be more selfish, but that's easier said than done. Most obligers find it hard to make time for themselves. More than two-thirds of them feel frustrated about this. They often struggle with low self-esteem, which can be worsened by upholders who don't understand their challenges and may unfairly call them lazy for not prioritizing self-care. Obliger rebellion happens when obligers reach a breaking point after feeling taken advantage of or unfairly criticized. It can lead them to drastic actions like quitting a job or ending a relationship. Some may rebel in smaller ways, like arriving late to work or neglecting tasks, which can hurt them in the long run. Learning about the four tendencies can be most beneficial for obligers, who often face significant challenges. Discovering these categories helps them realize it's a part of human nature, not a personal flaw. With this knowledge, they can set up external accountability to improve their lives. Many obligers struggle when bosses or therapists dismiss their need for accountability, urging them to grow up instead. It's not that simple. As more people learn about these tendencies, they can support obligers better, recognizing their need for oversight and dispelling misconceptions about laziness. Rebels defy expectations and authority. The fourth tendency is the rebel, whose motto might as well be "You can't make me, and neither can I." Rebels don't just resist outside expectations, they go against their own goals too. They value individuality above all else and strive for everything they do to reflect their unique selves. Because rebels reject anything that feels like an expectation, their approach may seem extreme. They make up the smallest group among the four tendencies but thrive on proving assumptions wrong and defying expectations. Rebels may resist being told what to do, but they can be motivated to put in effort. To effectively engage with rebels, it's crucial to let them feel in control of their decisions. Whether you're a parent, teacher, or boss dealing with a rebel, you'll find it challenging to manage your independent spirit. For instance, if you title an email "Please read" to a rebel, don't be surprised if they delete it immediately. Instead of giving direct orders, provide them with all the necessary information, explain the possible outcomes, and offer them the freedom to choose. This approach greatly increases your chances of achieving the outcome you desire. Empower others to decide. Present the details of the situation, explain the outcomes of different choices, and then step back. This gives them the freedom to make their own decision. If they're in the spotlight with an audience, being told what to do might feel controlling. Instead of saying, "Let's meet up next week," say something like, "Let's meet up when it suits you. I'm free next week, so that's fine with me." Rebels can achieve self-expectations despite frustration. Rebels, like obligers, often struggle with meeting their expectations. While obligers may find it hard due to external pressures, rebels face a different challenge: their resistance to conformity. This can lead to frustration when they want to adopt healthy habits like exercise and diet but struggle to stick to routines. For rebels, authenticity is key. To meet their goals, they should align these goals with their sense of self. For instance, if a rebel wants to stay fit and eat well, they can make being a skilled chef and fitness enthusiast part of their identity. Once these habits are integrated into their self-image, activities like cooking a healthy meal or practicing yoga naturally become part of who they are. Sometimes, rebels use acting to get past rebel barriers. For instance, if you need to pay bills, but it feels like conforming too much, just pretend to be someone else while you do it. Another way is to rebel against corporations pushing junk food, cigarettes, and alcohol. If you're setting goals like quitting these habits, think of it as going against big companies. One effective method rebels use is betting. For loved ones, saying something like, "I bet you can't quit smoking," can work surprisingly well. Rebels enjoy challenges and proving others wrong, so this reverse psychology can be reliable. Self-awareness boosts success in life and work. Some might think upholders are only fit for enforcing rules because they strive to meet expectations eagerly. However, this view oversimplifies their tendencies. While these tendencies help us understand our strengths and weaknesses, they don't restrict anyone to specific roles. At a dinner, Gretchen discussed how different personality types view leadership. Upholders believe their tendency made them ideal CEOs for prioritizing company interests over personal ones. On the other hand, questioners would argue their type excels in leadership roles. However, the truth is that any personality type can become a successful leader. Understanding our strengths and weaknesses, including through frameworks like the four tendencies, can guide us toward achieving success. No one personality type is superior to another, each has its strengths and weaknesses. Understanding these differences helps you comprehend yourself, your partner, coworkers, boss, and family members. For instance, if you're an upholder dating a questioner, knowing about the four tendencies can shed light on why you're attracted to them. Perhaps you appreciate their ability to ask the questions you find difficult to pose yourself. Knowing the four tendencies can be really useful both at work and in life. Key points 1. Understand your tendency: upholder, questioner, obliger, or rebel. How you respond to expectations shapes your approach to life. 2. Upholders thrive on meeting both inner and outer expectations, finding freedom and discipline and clear guidelines. 3. Questioners excel with reasons and purpose, challenging norms to improve systems and decisions. 4. Obligers need external accountability to meet expectations, balancing others' needs with their own. 5. Rebels resist expectations, value individuality, and succeed by aligning goals with personal identity. 6. Knowing these tendencies helps steer through relationships and workplaces, promoting empathy and effective communication. 7. Accept diversity and tendencies, each brings unique strengths and perspectives to life and work,